T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's 107. We will check in with Dana and Parks before they take over at 2 o'clock. I didn't know you could choke on a fidget spinner, but apparently this is becoming an issue.
We're starting to hear about more and more problems with the fidget spinners now. I heard about one that caught on fire. I heard one that exploded, and then somebody choked on the piece, which makes total sense, given that the pieces are pretty small.
And, of course, people are making them into weapons.
Right.
We'll get to all that coming up later on. We can't avoid the biggest story, not just in the city or the state or the country, but in the world. And that is, our president right now is, air quote, under investigation. The James Comey situation that went on, he fired the FBI director. There's this idea amongst some that there's some collusion between President Trump and the Russians and the election and all that kind of stuff going on. So now there's a special counsel led by Robert Mueller.
Robert Mueller, who led the FBI for quite a while under two presidents, has been named as the special counsel, which is like a special prosecutor, just different in how they're chosen. Anyway, he has now been tasked with investigating all of this, and he gets a lot of authority and a lot of power to prosecute in the case if he finds anything prosecutable. But his job now is to sort out the allegations and to find the evidence, if it exists, and to find the proof if it exists, to see if at all there was any Russian influence on the 2016 presidential campaign, and if there was, what role the Trump campaign might have had in all of that.
This is such a massive story, and people liken it to Watergate and everything. Jamie and I were kicking this around yesterday, and we were wondering, what would it take, whether you're pro-Trump or anti-Trump? And we welcome everyone in, 576-7798. This is your opinion. We are not going to, shoot you down if you don't agree with us or whatever. If you're a Trump supporter or you're a Trump hater, what would it take for you to change your mind on this Trump-Comey thing? Because the Trump supporters, no matter what the president does, they're going to have his back. Trump haters, no matter what the president does, they're going to think that he's dirty.
And there are a few people who are looking at this objectively, going, this is my president, doesn't matter who I voted for. Maybe you voted for somebody who wasn't Hillary and wasn't President Trump in the last election. There are some people who are going to say, I'm just going to take it for whatever it is, that I support him because he's my president. Maybe I didn't vote for him. And I hope that, because this is kind of where I stand, it doesn't benefit anybody if we go through an impeachment process. It doesn't benefit anybody. Except Mike Pence if he is removed. And if you are a hardcore Democrat, you should be more afraid of Mike Pence than you are of President Trump in terms of values and conservatism. So it just isn't good for anybody. Even if you don't like him, we're better off. If you really don't like him, then fight really hard in 2020.
Yeah.
But I think a lot of us, it would help everybody to get proof one way or the other.
576-7798. Bipartisan discussion. What would it take to change your mind on the Trump-Comey situation, this special counsel? 576-7798. You could text in 22980. Jamie, is there anything out of this that would change your mind? Because I'll say it. I believe there is something going on. That's just my personal belief. But if this special counsel finds that there is nothing to this story, the Trump-Russia story, then I'll believe it. Then I'll 100% believe it. I don't know if everybody will listen to whatever the verdict is, especially if you're opposite the verdict, and believe it.
And if it clears him, I will believe that too. Because if you're not going to trust Robert Mueller to get to the truth, then I don't know who you're going to trust. Again, the guy is known for not really caring about politics. He's been involved in investigations like this in the past where he went with what the truth was, regardless of what president he was working for. And I do give credit, although President Trump tweeted that this was the biggest witch hunt he's ever seen. I would say if you hadn't fired James Comey, we wouldn't have gotten here, because James Comey could have done it.
You don't pick a fight with the FBI.
Well, you don't get you don't get rid of the guy doing the investigation, assuming that the investigation is going to end. And so
true.
I give a lot of credit to the Justice Department for saying this now is the way it's going to go.
I just don't think that he can win fighting the FBI and fighting the media. There are so many media outlets, and it just seemed like firing Comey was like, well, you're firing the guy that's investigating you. That's going to look very, very suspicious to a lot of people.
It does look bad.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're seeing now Fox News is tweeting that Deputy Attorney General Rosenstein will be briefing senators on the Comey firing. Mm. I've seen reports that Paul Ryan was asking for documents today. There have been reports that James Comey is going to go before a committee and testify. So all of this is going to come out. I'll believe whatever the report says.
576-7798. Let's talk to Austin in South KC. Austin, you're on 98.1 KMBZ.
Hello, I enjoy listening to your show and everything.
Thank you.
I just wanted to say, I'm a pro conservative and everything. Trump isn't my favorite guy out there. However, if they found that his campaign was colluding with the Russians, it really wouldn't bother me, because honestly, there was a lot of terrible things brought to the American voters' eyes and put in front of them, whereas it was through WikiLeaks and everything else during the campaign. I don't see what's so bad about that, because on the other side, Hillary is, last summer Comey came out and described all these wrongdoings she had, but then said he wouldn't go forward with charges if he was the Department of Justice. However, that's not his duty.
Hey, Austin, I just want to make sure I heard you right. You wouldn't care if our election was meddled with by the Russians?
No, and the reason being is it's proven that Hillary had all those donations from the Middle Eastern countries.
But donations aren't. Austin, I'm not telling you you're wrong. That's your opinion is valid.
Here's what matters to me, Wicket. And this is the difference that it makes to me.
Mm-hmm.
Collusion is one thing, because we're not talking about specifics here because we don't know what they are. To me, there's a difference between influence in terms of influencing public opinion and actually doing something like a hacking or getting into systems somewhere that would have changed the outcome of the election. I hope everybody cares about that.
Right.
And influence is different.
I mean, Austin, I'll agree with Austin that, look, most politicians, if not all, I can't say all because there's got to be one honest one out there, but most politicians are swayed by, money. Or
right.
Special interest or whatever. President Trump's no different. Hillary was no different. Obama was no different, but thanks for the phone call, Austin. Interesting perspective. 576-7798. Let's talk to Tom in Grandview. Tom, you're on 98.1 KMBZ. Tom, what would it take for you to change your mind on the whole Trump-Comey situation?
Well, for me right now, there's a statement I came across that was written by a W. Durant. And this is what's it scares me more than anything else right now with what is going on and has gone on for the past 10, 15 years. But the statement is, a great civilization is not conquered from without until it has destroyed itself from within. And that's what I'm afraid of for myself right now, that we individuals in this country were in the process of doing this to ourselves by how we're treating each other. We're not respecting each other. We're not respecting the office. We may not respect the man, but you have to respect the office. And I think for me, that's what scares me more than anything else, is that we're in a very dire straits right now in what our attitude toward each other is.
I think that is a 100% truthful statement. I mean, I told you earlier, Jamie, I was watching the Bernie Kasich town hall. It was supposed to be a debate, but it turned into a town hall. Actually, it turned into a bipartisan slam on President Trump. And Kasich had some really good things to say, the governor of Ohio. And he basically said, don't hate someone because their views are different. I know there are a lot of people that are conservatives, that are Republicans, that listen to this station and hate me just because I'm a proud Democrat. And I know there are some proud Democrats listening that hate Scott Parks because he's a proud conservative. But you really shouldn't hate people because of their beliefs are different.
Hate's probably a strong word. Although I think there is some of that. We take it really personally. We dislike the person if we dislike the beliefs. And when I say we, I mean those that do that. Mm-hmm. Not everybody has the ability to look at things objectively, and that's fine. I think a lot of people don't want to.
That's true.
If you did, then you would watch CNN and Fox News equally. Instead, you watch the channel that you perceive plays to your beliefs.
Right. If you're a conservative, you love Sean Hannity, right, and you loved when Bill O'Reilly was on Fox News, and you hated Rachel Maddow.
Right.
But there is something to be said that if you are a strong conservative, give Rachel Maddow 10 minutes and just listen to what she says. And the vice versa. If you're a bleeding heart liberal, go over and give Hannity a try.
And I would hope everybody wants this investigation, because if you believe that there was no wrongdoing, mm-hmm, then this report, Robert Mueller's investigation, is going to prove you right. So I would say give him access to everything he wants, so that we're done with it once and for all.
Let's take John and Brent and Rick coming up next. It's a midday with Jamie and Wicket. You can jump in line, 576-7798. What would it take for you to change your mind? Doesn't matter what side you're on. What would it take for you to change your mind in the whole Trump-Comey situation? Now that we have a special counsel for an investigation, we'll take more of your calls and texts at 22980 next on 98.1 KMBZ. 98.1 KMBZ. Midday with Jamie and Wicket. We will check in with Dan and Parks coming up. Just got this text in. You know, thank you very much. We get blasted a lot on the text line, and people think we only read those. But
fine.
This is from the texter who says, I'm generally Republican, but I very much enjoy listening to your show.
Well,
both
thanks.
You and Jamie lean more liberal than I, but you discuss excellent topics, and you appear to be open-minded. Full disclosure, I struggle with Dana.
Well, we're all family, you know.
Okay. That's funny. We're taking your phone calls right now, 576-7798. This special counsel going on to investigate President Trump and the firing of James Comey and possible collusion and influence with the Russians. What would it take, no matter what side you're on? Will you believe Robert Mueller's investigation?
And if you don't, why don't you? If you, because it's perfectly okay. It's not, there's no wrong answer to this.
No,
but if you're
no.
one of the people that says, you know, it doesn't matter to me what the investigation finds. Why?
And to that, I wonder, let's say it comes back and for bleeps and giggles, let's say that the verdict is President Trump and Putin are buddies and everything has been corrupt since he started running. Will Republicans and Trump supporters believe that?
Do you care?
Or if it goes the other way. And let's say we find out everything's been made up by MSNBC and Fox News and CNN. And
it's all
the media.
Made up by the media.
Right. Will Democrats and anti-Trump people like myself, will we believe it? I believe in Robert Mueller. Mm-hmm. I do. I believe in this guy.
Yeah. Now, the reason some people will not believe in Robert Mueller, some of the reasons some anti-Trump people won't believe in him, is because he was named by somebody that works for Trump. He was named by the Justice Department, which works for Trump.
Don't you? And the other question, too, is don't you want to know the truth out of this investigation?
Shouldn't you want to know? And mm-hmm. And if you don't want to know the truth, my guess is it's because you're afraid of what it's going to find.
From the text line, I'm a Trump supporter and welcome the investigation with open arms. 576-7798. John in KC, you're on 98.1 KMBZ. John, what would it take for you to change your mind on this whole story?
You know, I was thinking about it. It doesn't really matter to me. Just to get it off my chest, the person I vote for during an election is the one I think is going to do the least amount of damage. And that's none of the above this year. But if you think about it, being a president is kind of like being in a chess game. He gives a little, gets something. You know what I mean? So there's an old saying, you keep your friends close and your enemies closer. Maybe he was doing that and gave him something that's not worth nothing. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, look, I think there is, when President Trump, when he was candidate Trump,
mm-hmm.
and he said, yeah, why wouldn't we want to be friends with the Russians? I get that. Like,
yeah.
Wouldn't you want to be friends with another, air quote, superpower like Russia? Like, don't you want to be buddies with them?
Define friends.
Yeah, I know.
Is the problem. Define conflict of interest. Define influence. And when that crosses a line.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Thanks for the phone call, John. Let's talk to Brent in Liberty. Brent, you're on 98.1 KMBZ.
This comment's about James Comey. everybody's interested to hear what he has to say, but the last time he had anything to say, he was untruthful, so where's his credibility now?
What was that?
Whenever he testified for the Senate, he was untruthful in that testimony.
Okay, maybe my memory's not as great as yours, but I need more specifics on that one, just to inform listeners also that might not remember.
Oh, well, whenever he was testifying for the in front of the Senate, he was untruthful on several different things, and there were several questions that he wouldn't even answer.
Recently, you mean? A while ago?
Right,
what are we talking about?
Right before he was fired.
What did he lie about?
Yeah, do you know specifically, Brent? I mean, we're not trying to paint you into a corner, but
I'm curious.
I don't remember that.
I don't exactly remember the exact questions that he was asked, but I do recall that he was untruthful. And for about 3 days after that testimony, they made a big deal out of him being untruthful.
Do you welcome this investigation? It sounds like you're a Trump supporter, Brent. Do you welcome the investigation?
I'm a Trump supporter. Yeah, I welcome it because it's going to prove the truth.
What if it doesn't? What's truth probably as you see it, but what if it shows
influence? They're going to have the facts either way.
Well, I mean, look, that's hopefully this gets us to the truth.
If this doesn't, I don't know what will. I mean, this is the step now that's supposed to. Now, as long as Robert Mueller is given all the access he needs and isn't roadblocked anywhere.
Hey, Brett, thanks for the phone call, man. Appreciate it. Don't be a stranger. Let's talk to Rick and KC. Rick, you're on 98.1 KMBC.
Yes, this is history repeating itself again. I remember when Richard Nixon fired his special prosecutor, Cox, on that case, and it didn't come out very well for him. And I think we're going to find out the truth, and I believe that when the results are released, I'm going to believe them.
Yeah, and are you a Trump supporter, or are you not a fan of the president?
I've been a lifelong Democrat.
Okay, so whatever the results are, you're going to believe it.
Absolutely.
Hey, you know, that's all we can ask,
that's
I think.
That's not us.
Yeah.
If you don't believe us.
Yeah, I mean, that's really all we can ask, I think, is to find the truth and to believe it. Now, again, I think if you are an ardent Trump supporter, and every time we say anything bad about Trump, you text the station, or you call, or you email the boss, or whatever, if it comes back and it's bad on Trump, if the report is bad on Trump, will you admit that this was a bad thing? And vice versa. If every time Trump gets praised on this radio station, and you text and you call and you email the boss, if it comes up that Trump's scot-free, will you be able to say, all right, I was wrong?
Yeah, you will.
I'm wrong a lot.
I hope he's cleared. I hope this investigation shows there was no meddling in the election.
Yes.
I hope ultimately people got the president they wanted.
Let's talk to Adam in the Northland. Adam, you're on 98.1 KMBZ. Adam, what would it take for you to change your mind on the whole Trump Comey thing?
Well, you know, I have kind of a different view than a lot of people do. I'm a conservative, but I was not a Trump supporter just because, you know, a lot of his ideals. But the thing is we need to just forget about Comey, because Republicans and Democrats can both agree that he completely ruined his reputation on numerous accounts, you know, and he ruined any chance of an election for the Democrats.
Well, I mean, it didn't look good when Comey decided 6 days before the election or whatever it was to say, I'm going to look back into her emails. That opened up a new can of worms.
Yeah, it was absolutely horrible. And, you know, when Chief Forte left KCPD, that didn't mean that investigations didn't end with KCPD. The FBI can still investigate without the director. The director has a huge reach of numerous investigations that are going on. So chances are he probably wasn't the person doing the investigating anyway.
Yeah, I mean, this is a broad spectrum of investigation. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah. Can I just say, we're getting a ton of texts. We obviously can't read them all, but here's one that we're getting a little bit of. You hope he's cleared, because I said I hope he's cleared.
Yeah.
BS, you do a cartwheel. Hence the problem.
Well, see,
why don't you believe me when I say it?
You and I want the election to be real.
Yeah, I want people to have gotten the person they wanted.
Mm-hmm.
I want the current result to reflect what people actually wanted.
I want a legitimate election.
You should want it too.
Right. Like, I'm not one of those people. I didn't vote for Trump. I'm not a fan. Everyone knows that. But I'm not one of those people that says, we need to get rid of the Electoral College. Mm-hmm. They ran a great campaign. Hillary ran a craptastic campaign. I didn't vote for her either. But they won.
Yeah.
The Trump campaign ran it brilliantly. Thanks for the phone call. We'll get to Terry and Paul and Mike right now, though. We do go to 98.1 KMBZ, Midday with Jamie and Wicket. Jamie Monticelli, Mike Wicket. It is 1:35. We'll check in with Dana and Parks before they take over at 2 o'clock.
Real quick, just to focus on state politics here for just a second. So we're getting to that time of year where a lot of states are coming to the end of their annual legislative sessions or spring legislative sessions. And they're not getting everything done that they need to. And Missouri is amongst the states that is in that situation. And so I'm just seeing several people are tweeting, KCUR just retweeted it too, that Missouri Governor Eric Greitens has said some career politicians failed to do their jobs and then went home. That is wrong. We are canceling their summer vacations and calling a special session to get this done. So it looks like Missouri lawmakers will be spending some bonus time. I know in Kansas that costs about $45,000 a day for each $45,000 a day for each day that lawmakers are in special session.
Fun.
Because they couldn't get their job done during the time we set aside for them to do it.
Right now, we're wrapping up our conversation with you at 576-7798. What would it take for you to change your mind on the Trump-Comey situation? President Trump, of course, this investigation going on. He fired James Comey, the head of the FBI. Robert Mueller, former head of the FBI, is now part of the special counsel that will hopefully get to the bottom of all of this. And whether you support President Trump or you do not, what would it take for you to change your mind? 576-7798 or text in 22980.
Yeah, he's being given a lot of leeway and a lot of freedom and a lot of authority to, as he should be, by the way, you know, to you want to put this to rest once and for all. And so this is the guy they picked. And hopefully they say, do whatever you have to do, talk to whoever you have to, use whatever resources. Hopefully they've given him a big budget to do whatever he has to do so that we finally can put this to rest.
And then there's this text. Trump is the greatest president. Fine, if you have that opinion. I hope the haters and media like you guys and Dana get locked up in jail for false reporting.
Okay. Didn't we also get a text earlier, something about Russia?
Somebody said we should be more like Russia on the text line.
There are a lot of countries we could probably do more to be like. Russia's not the one I'd pick.
We should be more like Russia. We actually got that text. All right.
Locked up in jail is what they're hoping for with us?
If Trump is innocent, you and me and Dana should go to jail.
You know, Wicket, there's nobody I'd rather be locked up in jail with than you.
If you bring Dana. If you bring fried pickles, we'll be all right.
Spears.
576-7798. Hey, Paul in Kansas City, you're next up on 98.1 KMBZ.
Hey, guys, enjoy the show.
Thank you.
Look, I'm a Trump supporter of the policies, voted primary, general election. I don't believe that there was any collusion. I don't believe the machines were tampered with. It's been proven. So Hillary's the damaged candidate, so I don't think any influence. But having said that, if former FBI Director Mueller comes out with a report at the end, something like a 9/11 commission report, and there is undoubtedly evidence that there was collusion, whether it's to lift the sanctions, whatever, then I'm good with that. What I'm saying and offering to you is Chuck Schumer, Nancy Pelosi, and probably a couple of Republicans like McCain may not be so receptive as we are out here in flyover country to accept that report. And I think that's where it lies, the double standard. There's been no proof, nothing that says that Mr. Trump, not his campaign, the President of the United States, made a deal with any representative of the Soviet Union, Russia, to influence the election. None so far.
To be fair, though, let me interrupt you for just 1 second. To be fair, we don't know that, because I'm not privy to that information, but that's what this investigation is going to find, for better or worse.
No, you're absolutely right. But with all the leaks, and this is the other thing I was getting ready to segue to, they've got to find these leaks. I'm a former military member. These leaks are so damaging. It's coming from this deep, deep in the bowels of the government. If there was any, I'm confident here in Missouri, as a Missourian, that if there was any evidence with all the 17 national intelligence agencies that are leaking like a sieve, we would hear about it. Reuters, AP, Times, Post, somebody would have that leak to them that, hey, we saw him on camera talking to the ambassador, and we got audio saying there was a deal cut. That's what I believe, ma'am. And you're right. There's been none either way. But there has been none that says President Trump made a deal with the Soviet government. None so far.
No, we really haven't had that. And Paul, thanks so much for the call, man. Appreciate it.
It's all belief right now.
Yeah.
A lot of people are saying us, Trump did not, I don't believe there's a link. You're right. It's your belief. You know, I don't have the kind of access that the former FBI director does, but that's what we're going to find out.
576-7798. Thanks again for the phone call there, Paul. Let's talk to Terry in Grandview. Terry, you're on 98.1 KMBZ.
Hi.
Hi, Terry.
I've said all along that the election last year, we had a choice between buffoon and buffoonette. Unfortunately, buffoon won. But the way this investigation shakes out is immaterial to me. If Trump is guilty, he'll be impeached. Therefore, Mike Pence will become president. Still a Republican. Still have the choices for the Supreme Court.
Mm-hmm.
And now that the Democrats have insisted, screamed and hollered and moaned and groaned about a special prosecutor and gotten their way, the next thing they'll moan and groan and complain about is they want the special prosecutor to subpoena Donald Trump's tax records.
Well, I mean, there is an argument to be made about where the money coming in and out of the Trump account has come from the last 20 years and his relationship with Russia. I mean, when President Trump said that nobody cares about his tax returns, that's blatantly false. It's just another provable falsity because I personally would like to see those tax returns or get the information from. I'm not a tax guy. I don't know what the hell's in there, but I'd like to know where it came from. And there's the idea of collusion within the money coming in and out of the Trump bank accounts.
It's the reason why every other president, I believe since Nixon was the last one that didn't release his tax returns, there's a reason why presidents do it.
Right. Yeah, absolutely.
Because it is of interest.
But Terry, thanks for the phone call. And I don't know what happens after the investigation is done. He said, what happens after the... I don't know. Because we need to know the result.
Hearings, possible. If it comes up with nothing, then the investigation dies, hopefully.
Right.
The issue dies, hopefully. Hopefully nobody is questioning the integrity of Robert Mueller in the investigation. But if it comes up that there is something, expect hearings.
Let's talk to Ashton in Blue Springs. You're on 98.1 KMBZ. Hi, Ashton.
Hey, I think that, like, since Trump gave information to the Russians and he said, why don't we be friends with the Russians, is probably because of trusting.
Go on.
I think with
the whole thing about giving the information to the Russians and the picture, and then he came out and after the White House denied it, and then Trump came back the next morning and tweeted he did it. The president has the right, Jamie, we've talked about this. The president can declassify.
Legally,
yeah. He
gets to decide what's classified and what's not.
Mm-hmm.
He can declassify whatever he wants. Doesn't make it right, but it doesn't make it illegal.
Right, absolutely. And Ashton, thanks for the phone call, man. Appreciate it. The question is, and my big problem with that whole situation was when McManus came out and said, I quote, he didn't know where he got that information from.
Mm-hmm.
That is either careless or clueless, and I don't know which one. And that's what scares me the most, is he's just getting intel, showing off for people, giving intel away from our allies. I mean, it's a very sensitive situation. He's about to go on a trip, too, to the Middle East.
And if you don't know where it came from, how do you know it's true?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
I don't know. I mean,
the media gets that all the time. Well, verify your sources. Well,
yeah.
If you don't know where it came from, how do you know it's true?
The conversation's on our Facebook page. You can check it out. We'll take one more phone call here, 576-7798. That is Mary in Warrensburg. Hey, Mary, you get the final word on 98.1 KMBZ.
I've got a question. You guys keep talking about, well, we got to wait till this special prosecutor comes up with his decision and its findings. But how long has the House Intelligence Committee and the Senate Intelligence Committee and the FBI been already investigating this?
How much
longer do we got to go?
The FBI director was fired.
I mean, the guy that was leading the investigation, Mary, just got fired.
So. What about the House and the Senate?
I mean,
what about them?
I mean, they'll have their the Senate will have their. I mean, look, the House and the Senate want nothing to do with this.
Well,
the majority. I mean, really?
Yeah, you're right. Could the House and Senate have done their own investigations? Sure. Mm-hmm. Those are also, by definition, partisan groups. the way to go is to get the guy that's not going to take sides, mm-hmm. because you'll believe the outcome of his investigation, won't you?
Yeah.
Get the guy that's not in a member of a, you know, isn't elected by a party.
Right.
To come up with a say one way or the other.
Right. And if you're innocent, if President Trump is 100% innocent, and he might be guilty. If he's 100% innocent, he would want the truth out there, I would think. I would think he would want the truth out there.
He called this, again, it was his Justice Department, the Assistant Attorney, Deputy Attorney General, that named Robert Mueller as the special counsel. And then President Trump tweeted that this was the greatest witch hunt, you know, that naming him naming a special counsel was the greatest witch hunt ever. So, no, I don't know if President Trump wants the truth to come out. I don't know if that's true.
If he's innocent, he wants the truth to come out.
He should be welcoming it. If he has nothing to hide, if there was no wrongdoing anyway, then you say, great. He gets full access. He gets a big budget, whatever he needs to prove me as innocent as I am. Go for it.
And wouldn't you want, as an American, to know the truth, even if it hurts the candidate you have followed?
I would hope so.
I mean,
I would hope so.
I was happy to see that Debbie Wasserman, what's her name, was corrupt.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, that Hillary got the questions in the debates ahead of time. Like, that stuff, I'm sorry, Schadenfreude. I was happy to see how corrupt Hillary was.
Yeah.
It's on our Facebook page. It's on Twitter as well. You can also text in 22980. It's midday with Jamie and Wickets. We will check in with Dana and Parks coming up next. Thanks to everybody who got in on that. Coming up, how to choke on a fidget spinner. Uh-oh, I see Jamie's hands are going up in the air.
It doesn't matter.
You all right?
Yeah, I'm fine.
We're going to lighten it up before we get out of here. How's that? We'll get back to our pickle chips and pickle spears conversation. We'll do that next. 98.1 KMBZ. 98.1 KMBZ, midday with Jamie and Wicket. Thanks to everybody who got in on that, I thought, pretty well-rounded conversation. People making points. Tax line says differently, but
it's all right.
It's all right. Everybody, it's the 1 o'clock hour. We always refer to this hour as the butthurt hour, and I think they're just warming up for Scott.
How's the Twitter poll and text poll doing? How are we doing on the chips versus? Let's move on to things that really matter.
Yeah, hard-hitting stuff.
Yeah.
Let me look that up real quick. We were asking you, pickled chips or pickled spears? Which one do you prefer, deep-fried? Text chips or spears to 22980, and let me get you a vote. We got a couple hundred votes on already. You and I are big fans of spears.
Yeah.
72% going with fried pickle chips.
You're wrong. You're just wrong. Again, you're not wrong. You're just uneducated about spears.
Right.
And that's not your fault. You just haven't been exposed to it yet.
You just don't know.
It's all right.
You don't know what you don't know.
Yeah, I mean, it's not your fault for not knowing better.
You can text the word chips or text the word spears to 22980.
What about the Twitter poll?
What would you be willing to pay for on a plane? There is a conversation over at Bloomberg saying that some people would pay X amount of dollars to be able to recline their seat, or pay X amount of dollars to not let the person in front of you recline their seat. So we took all of your answers. We picked our four favorites. What would you be willing to pay for on a plane? Seat reclining with some extra leg room?
Mm-hmm.
Drinks and snacks? Overhead storage or a kid-free zone?
Yeah, I'm going choice D.
Seat reclining, leg room, 61%.
Well, I'm short, so I don't care. So really, the leg room thing is, as long as there's room for my feet, that's really all I care about. That's all I need.
I hope it doesn't come down to to having to pay for these. You know what I mean? Like, I really hope
it says the guy that flies Spirit.
Once in a while.
Yeah.
I normally fly Southwest. My next flight, I'm taking, I'm cheating on Southwest.
I know.
The flight was cheaper on Delta. It was cheaper on Delta. I know, right?
Do you have to pay for bags?
One, yeah.
And it was still cheaper?
Yeah.
You got to pay for a bag?
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, then that's fine.
Coming up, Dana and Parks. Hello, Dana.
Hi, Dana.
Today is going to be an interesting day.
Oh boy. You're all serious. We're not used to that.
Two things. Wow. I'm trying.
She's very zen. She's doing breathing exercises.
I have been out of my medication for 6 days.
Wow.
That's my fault. But people who have ADD will tell you that they forget until the last minute. And then when you forget till the last minute, it's a controlled substance. It's difficult to get it. So I get my prescription refilled today. I take one after 6 days. I haven't eaten. And look at me.
You shaking?
I'm completely methed out right now.
Oh, right.
And I'll be okay in a few days. But like right now, I am completely bouncing out of my skin. Add to that, I start crying in the car on the way here.
Why?
Today, my fourth child of four walks out of the elementary school where all four of them have attended. There's a ceremonial walkout today at 3:15. So,
and you're not there.
I'm leaving. Oh, I'm leaving for this
one.
Are
you? Okay.
Oh, you are.
I missed all the other ones walking out because I thought, well, there's going to be another one. I mean, there's all these kids. At some point, I'll catch one of them walking out. It was never that big of a deal. He's the last one, and Scott is wallowing in joy over the disaster that my life is going to be today. And I don't know why. Like, I don't know why I'm so emotional about it. It's silly. I get it. Like,
yeah, they're still at home.
They're still here. I mean, but it's something about him walking out of those halls. And we've been there. They went to preschool there too, so we have been there. 14 years of our lives have been in that building, and
it's over.
It's over there. And so,
do they have your name on the wall or anything like that?
This is so funny. Last
night,
are you
trying to adopt another kid?
Need one more. Chris was like, good God, no. So last night, this is how crazy I am. In my Facebook memories, look at this. I find a photo of the four of them son's first day of preschool 7 years ago today. So I go running around the house like a crazy woman and I tell all of the kids, I need you to find these exact outfits. I want to recreate this photo today. My son looks at me, my 17-year-old. He's like, Mom, I go, find a red shirt. Do not be late. I will see. I'm obsessed with recreating this photo today, 7 years later to the day. Ugh. They all think I'm crazy. I'm like, I'm your mother. This is the only thing I'm asking today.
And you're methed out.
And I'm methed out.
You're an
and
emotional
I'm
meth mess.
Oh, today's going to be a disaster. And we've got severe weather coming. So,
right.
Well, woo! So Scott will go through a different version of what I went through today. Now, you weren't a disaster. You weren't 100%, but you weren't a disaster. Yours was alcohol-driven, not drug-driven. Not a little hungover.
You know what I think I need, honestly, and I hate to say this because I'm not one of those crutch people. I think one glass of wine would do me in.
That's
really,
what everybody says.
Really good booze. Right now.
Booze.
I just need to knock it down.
Take the upper
one half of a notch, and everybody will be okay.
So you are leaving. Is somebody else coming in, or is Scott
I think Wine Bomb will float in here, or Weir's going to float in here. And
or there's going to play
it'll be fine. And you know what? I might show up there and be totally fine. But once people start clapping and cheering and they all walk out, I think I might be a little emotional. I don't know.
Are you coming back today? Or
yeah.
Are you just?
Oh, yeah. I'm going to drive out there, watch him walk out, and drive back.
Just cry for the rest
of
the show.
Couldn't somebody just Facebook Live it for you and you can watch it from here?
He's the last one. I cannot miss it. Oh, my God.
Duh.
No, I can't miss the last one. That's one of those things that, like, on my deathbed I would regret, you know?
Here, I just want you to read this story. Just read the headline.
Is that the PETA story?
Oh, yeah. My goodness. I've got no for and no.
So, Dana.
Read the headline.
He's not a bad-looking guy, but I don't want to see it.
For those who missed the penis story earlier, real quick, we'll retell this one. So we have a case out of Florida where a 60-year-old woman named Francesca Marquinez choked to death.
Oh, my God.
While performing a sexual act.
Okay.
The man who was the subject of the performance has been charged with murder. That's not the story. The story is that in order for lawyers to prove that there's no way he could have choked her.
Okay, I see where you're going with this.
They want him to
become
lay it all out there.
Fully
developed.
Yes.
In open court in front of jurors.
Can I ask a question because I hear everyone giggling?
We fleshed it
out. Was this a consensual?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay, okay.
Now, it was pointed out to me by somebody
who
read the story.
He killed her?
Yeah, she's dead.
Sexual asphyxiation is what they're saying.
Of course it's Florida. Of course.
Right.
Why does all of this stuff happen in Florida?
Dude's 63.
At the time,
yeah. Get it, sir.
Hello.
Get it.
Look at him. He's smiling in his mugshot. He's like, oh, yeah. That was me.
So I don't know if he would agree to this. Like, I don't know. I think is he a little bit proud of the fact you think that he was able
A woman is dead. And how are they going to bring him into? I mean, that's just gross.
As Dan Weinbaum said in the newsroom, if it doesn't fit, you must acquit.
Okay.
Is that one up on Facebook?
Yeah.
Can you imagine the family of that poor woman? I would just be like, can we please just let this? I just don't even want to. I mean, wow.
But you got to solve the murder case.
All right. Have you heard? This is the other thing we're going to be talking about today. And I'm going to make Scott wait for me because I'm so blown away by this. This was in the Lawrence Journal World. There is a woman in Eudora accused of killing a baby. Okay. Horrible story.
Way to bring us down.
All right.
Oh, no, wait. There's more. She's on house arrest. Her lawyer is petitioning the court to remove this restriction. Wait for it. Because it's inconvenient. for the woman.
It'll pass, too.
Oh, no, no, no. You cannot make this up.
It'll pass, too.
You know what I'm sure is inconvenient? The death of the baby for that family.
The dead baby.
I mean, there's an inconvenience every freaking day when you wake up and want to honestly not live life anymore. I said to Scott, how do these people go into court with a straight face? It's inconvenient for her after the death of a baby to be on house arrest.
Aww.
But you can't go to Pilates, really?
Enjoy your methed out program today.
Yeah, have fun today. Yeah. Good luck.
I'm feeling
hanging
there,
methy. Emotional. Get her some wine.
That'd be great.
All right. Tomorrow is Friday. Wicket promises to come in tomorrow
less hungover.
Sober?
Less hungover.
Sober. Showered?
Showered, yes.
All right, cool.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.